It is 7:42, and we are hearkening back to 1998 all of a sudden.
Yes, we are, because one of our very first guests that we ever had on this humble little program back in the day is with us and talking about a similar type of thing. Marquette's Mark Johnson. Hello. Good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
We're doing good. You were one of our first guests way back when because you had reached a milestone, which we honestly don't remember which milestone it was because you've hit many, but it has to do with giving blood. Let's talk about that a little bit. You do give blood. Today is a milestone, and we'll get into that in just a second. But why do you give blood?
Well, one reason is I don't have a lot of money. I figure it's a good way to give back to the community. It's helping somebody that's in need. And it's just something I've been doing and it's also kind of a habit now.
Yeah, I was about to say, because we've started up and been doing it a little bit more regularly than we used to. And it does become almost part of the daily routine. And like you said, a good habit in a way.
Yeah, it does. I mean, like, I can remember back in the day that I'd go in, you're 8 weeks hanging up. Yeah, look at the calendar. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
Well, it is. It's paced out that way. So you have to do it that way. But, you know, you've been doing this now. And the reason you're here today is this week marks an anniversary of 40 years that you've been donating blood at the UP Regional Blood Center. What's your thoughts on that when you say look at 40 years of doing it?
A little bit unreal, and it's like the most consistent thing in my life.
Yeah. You know? Well, how many gallons are you at?
I honestly don't know at this time, but I know previously I could fill a 55-gallon barrel.
So a lot of people are afraid to give blood. Either they don't want to get stuck, they don't want to whatever, you know, they want to get the poke. But I mean, you're so used to this. Obviously, it's old hat to you. But what do you tell people that say, "Oh, I'm scared. I don't want to do it"?
Go try it. The people really take good care of you over there, and 90% of the time, it doesn't hurt.
Mm-hmm. And they have an Oreo drawer.
Yes, and I can fill my bag up when I leave. Mm-hmm.
Well, bet you can. Early morning talking with our buddy Mark Johnson, who has been a friend of the program since really the start of the program, but he is in his going into year number 40 of donating blood. And you brought up a really interesting point here, Mark, and it's true. You donate here because you want it to stay here.
Yeah.
I mean, your blood goes to the 13 UP hospitals that the UP Regional Blood Center serves. That's important to you.
Yes, it is, because why not help your friends out and family?
You said earlier a little bit ago that you said that, you know, that you know, you're not someone that isn't a man of means, but you can give back to the community this way. Is that what kind of got you started in it? Tell me what got you started.
All I remember in 1982 is that I heard they needed a blood, so I went over there and did it. And I still remember the first donation. The guy goes, "If you feel good, you can pull the needle. If you feel okay, you can get up and leave." So I jumped up and walked out.
No Oreos?
I don't think they had those back then.
Yeah, back then it might have been a little different. Now there is a bit of a sort of sit and have yourself a little juice and a little something. We always joke about it with Rachel and everybody from over at the blood center when we talk to them. But, you know, there are Oreo drawers and all kinds of stuff.
It's
right?
The only time I ever V8. It's a cool figure.
So what's your plan today? You're heading over there today to give, and off you go?
Yeah, basically plan to be there at 10. I heard TV6 is going to be there, but I'm actually in the dark what they're doing today for me.
Oh, if you're, they are
the there. Best way to do it.
That's the best way to do it. So,
and yeah. I just wish people would get out and donate.
Yeah, well, let's give you a chance to say that. Tell everybody an opportunity or why they should give blood.
You're helping somebody else out. I mean, it's easy. It takes less than a half hour, and you give them the gift of life.
I think that's the best way to leave it. Congratulations on 40 years.
Thank you.
40 years of giving blood, Mark. Thank you for all of that. And the community thanks you, I'm sure.
I've heard stories.
Mark Johnson with us this morning talking about 40 years of giving blood at the UP Regional Blood Center. You can be like Mark. You can go over there, UPRBC906 on Facebook. That's where you can find him.
And walk-ins are welcome once again.
Advancing the health and well-being of the communities we serve.